Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Now, Rebecca speaking to us this month about emotions. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, talk about regret. I've had a few. But regret, what does it have to do, though, with psychology?
Yeah, so we could differentiate between different emotions. So sorrow, we could say, is really for a loss, so something that was more concrete, whereas regret could be more flu, if you like, regret for a lost opportunity. It's a little bit less clear. And there's a necessity to face what we feel sorrowful about, which could also include some guilt too. So this is where the psychological piece comes in, because we're starting to relate to aspects of our own histories and our own relationships to ourselves and other people, but in this kind of murky terrain.
So when does this create a psychological distress, the feelings of regret?
Well, we start to feel this regret when we are experiencing, perhaps theoretically, losses that we think we could have prevented. And when the loss seems to have been caused by our own failure, that's when guilt marries itself to sorrow and creates something that's an ache that's psychologically distressful.
As you say, it's sometimes that feeling of regret might be very hard to pin down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so yes, trying to figure out, well, what can I do to fix that? So
yeah.
how can people let's get over that little hurdle, perhaps, if they're feeling with a big feeling of regret?
Yeah. So one thing I would say is that in psychotherapy, that's part of the work that we do, is really taking emotions that are really knotted up and using in the presence of another person, being able to kind of tease out, you know, what is what, and put different experiences and emotions in their kind of right place. Something else that's also helpful is joy. Like, it's a universal antidote in that it is joy that uniquely allows us to modify other emotions which we experience as more negative. So joy kind of it helps us to be able to bear the fear and anxiety that we experience in lots of different parts of life, and allows us to be able to pursue a goal and triumph over obstacles. So as opposed to looking at regret, and previously we spoke about shame as these kind of, you know, omnipotent and omnipresent emotions, we can also remember that each of us has the capacity to, in parallel, also feel other things such as joy, which brings us back towards life.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want more information, and if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.